Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very, very special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the, the sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that you bless this particular ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line, those persons who are coming on the line, and those individuals who will listen in the future. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our guest on today, and we ask that you continue to bless she and our family and her ministry in a major, major way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want to introduce our guest today, our very special guest all the way from Oakland, California. Miss Alicia Laurie is a gospel artist out of Oakland. She has a new single out that we're going to have the opportunity to hear on the Alfreda Love Show. And she is going to really tell us about her ministry and how God has just blessed her life. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Laurie. Miss Laurie, are you on the line?
Oh, yes, I am. God bless you. Hello,
God bless
everyone.
You, too.
It's just an honor to be here.
Yes, ma'am. I want to appreciate you for joining the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your ministry?
No, go ahead, of course.
Oh, okay. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Laurie?
Okay, first of all, my name is Alicia Laurie, A-G. I go by my middle name for my gospel name, Alicia Laurie. I'm a wife to a wonderful man of God named Dr. Gerald A.G. of Friendship Christian Center. I'm the first lady there in the beautiful heart of West Oakland. I'm a mother of two wonderful children, and I am about to become an empty nester, I think. But I'm so excited. I pastor and I teach alongside my husband. I started singing, you know, as a little girl. I started writing songs at the age of 14. You know, when I wrote my first song, I knew in my heart that I wanted to write songs and become a songwriter. I studied music, voice at San Francisco State University. I've been singing praise and worship for over 30 years, and, you know, here I am now today, amen, stepping out into
amen.
A public ministry. Amen. So I'm truly,
amen.
I'm excited.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Now, who is a great influence on your musical talents and gifts?
Well, you know, there are two people that come to mind. First of all, I have to say that my grandfather, he's gone home to be with the Lord. I was raised as a single child. My father really wasn't in my life, but my grandfather, you know, was very instrumental in my life. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized that my grandfather actually sung. And he just really encouraged me. I mean, the man really could sing. Up until that point, I had no, you know, I didn't know how or where the talent came from because my mother didn't sing. I didn't know my dad really. But just tapping into the fact that and knowing that he was a great singer, you know, he told me he had the opportunity to sing with the five blind boys. And I was like, Granddad, you know, you're not blind. He said, I know, but they used me, you know, to sing backup. And I was like, man. And when I heard him sing, it was like it just sent chills down my spine. And so, you know, he really encouraged me, and he gave me a point of reference as to, I know that God blessed me with the gift, but I know that, you know, it was an inheritance from his gift, you know. And so that really blessed me and just made me more focused and confident, you know, in the gift that God had given me. And then, you know, Yolanda Adams, you know, she really, even though I don't know her personally, I feel like she was my music teacher, amen, you know, because through the years, I covered a lot of her songs, and I really admire her, you know, for the great work that she has given to the music industry and to, you know, to those who listen to her as fans. And so, you know, those two individuals really influenced, you know, my musical talents and gifts.
Well, those are two great people. Okay. Now, you have a new single out. Tell us a little bit about that song and what was your inspiration behind that song?
Well, the song is called We Magnify Your Name. And that particular song was a praise and worship song that I wrote for our ministry, and we would sing it within our ministry. And the song really came from out of prayer. One of the things is I am a praise, you know, and worship leader, and I know the importance of being in his presence and worshiping him. And, you know, in my times of fellowship with the Lord, that particular song is what came up out of worship, you know. And so when I presented it to the body, they really, you know, they really had a favorable, you know, it's really favorable with them. And so the song is really just, it's about who God is. And, you know, just worshiping him for his mighty acts, for what he's done, and knowing that everything that we have, you know, everything that, you know, we have access to is because of his greatness. And so, I'm excited about the song. You know, we sung it probably, it was probably written about 4 or 5 years ago. You know, and so it's just been released, you know, to the public, you know, to share with them. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback in different ministries who are now singing the songs, you know, with their own praise and worship teams. So I am excited about the new single that is out now.
Amen, amen. And Miss Lori, do you mind if we play your new single, We Magnify You?
Oh, go right ahead. I'm excited.
All right, I am too. All right, this is We Magnify You by Miss Alicia Lori.
Seem too hard, and you don't know what to do.
Now, Miss Lori, that's a beautiful song, but we're going to listen to We Magnify Your Name.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, yeah, that was a song inside of you, and I just wanted to say, you know, that particular song is about encouraging us as believers that when we're going through a trial or a situation, you know, we don't have to go and ask nobody, you know, for anything. We have a song already on the inside of us, a weapon of praise that will get us through every situation. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That is a wonderful song. Now, we're going to actually listen to We Magnify Your Name by Miss Alicia Lori. All right, here we go.
Right. Okay.
Let's see here. Give me just a second. All right, we're setting it up here.
Okay, no problem. Awesome, awesome.
Your name. We worship you, O God, I magnify your name.
All right.
Amen. Sister Lori. Woo! The anointing was on that song. I love that song. I really do. Because we're magnifying who God is, and that's the whole purpose of living, is to magnify God. Excellent.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what are some of your most memorable moments as a gospel artist?
Oh, wow. There's a couple that I could think of. I think the first most memorable moment as a gospel artist was having the opportunity to minister in Warri, Nigeria, you know, and lead people into worship and have them receive the ministry, you know, that God has given me. You know, that is something that, you know, I will always cherish. And, you know, the people, they love Jesus just like we do,
you know,
and they worship him just like we. Sometimes they get deeper into worship than I see most Christians do, but they really love the Lord. And, you know, that was really memorable that God had opened that door for me to, you know, to go back to the homeland and, you know, and to lead people into worship and to introduce them to my music ministry. And so, you know, I'm so grateful for every door that God, you know, opens up for me to walk through. And then the other memorable moment was I had the opportunity to minister in song at a dear friend's 20th year church anniversary, and the guest speakers was Dr. Fred and Betty Price.
Oh, great.
From Crenshaw, you know, Christian Center in Los Angeles. And that was such a great experience. And, you know, and I had just released my promo, this particular song, and I got to minister it before the people. And it was so awesome to have Dr. Betty come up to me afterwards and just, you know, just tell me how much she appreciated the ministry. And I got to have that CD, you know. So, of course, I made sure she got her personal sign CD, but that was like, wow.
I'm just excited,
you know. So those are just milestones, and I know that, you know, whatever door God opens for me, you know, I will step into it, and, you know, and I kind of count it an honor and a blessing, you know. But I could probably go on and on about, you know, all of the different experiences, you know, that I've had the opportunity, you know, when I've had the opportunity to minister to people. But I'm just grateful and I'm thankful. You know, God is
good. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He is. Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, he really is.
Yes, ma'am. Now, is your anointing in praise and worship or contemporary music or gospel, or is it a combination of all of them?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of all of them. But first of all, let me say this. I'm a worshiper. I always have been. So most people that are familiar with my ministry, they know that I lead worship. You know, I'm a psalmist at heart, and I always will be. You know, I think this album falls more into contemporary, but it's infused with, you know, gospel and, you know, praise and worship. And so I can go into worship on any of these songs, you know, that are on the CD that's out now. And so, you know, I've learned through the years in ministry that whatever environment that God takes me into musically, that I can adapt to that, because I love music. I love all types of music, all types of, you know, praise and worship, contemporary. So I think I'm a mixture, you know, of all of them.
That's excellent, excellent. And with your sweet disposition and just your anointing on your life, how will you continue to grow and develop the gift God has given you?
Oh, you know, first of all, I think that, you know, for me personally, I have to keep my personal relationship with the Father intact. You know, that's number
right.
one in my books. You know, and without that, you know, there is no anointing, you know. And for me personally, in order for me to minister, I want to know that the anointing is there. I have the gift, but I want the anointing always to be in operating. And so that demands me to be in his presence and to stay into his presence. And then, you know, continuing to better my gifts and training, being open to others who have the knowledge I need to help me to continue to perfect the gifts. You know, and I think that practice is important. You know, when you have a gift, then you should do something that perfects the gift every day. And so, you know, I have to make sure whether it's writing, whether it's getting in his presence, singing praise and worship, whether it's, you know, rehearsing the songs, but that I'm constantly doing something that would perfect the gift so that I can operate in excellence with the gift. You know, and then, of course, taking advantage of the doors that he opens for me to spread the gospel through music, you know. And so there is always a personal demand to better myself, you know, every day so that, you know, I don't lose, you know, that I don't get sidetracked, you know, from staying up with, you know, building the gift and being available for God.
That's right. That's good. Okay. Great. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
Well, you know, I just would like to say to anyone that's listening, don't sit on your dreams and gifts because you think it's too late or you don't have the funds or you don't have the connection. You have to remember to trust God, step out on faith, and he'll open the doors that need to be opened and bring the resources that's needed. When I took this journey, when God told me that it was time to step out in a public ministry, and I took this journey, I didn't have the funds. I didn't know what doors were going to open. But what I did was I was obedient to what he said. And the moment that I took the first step, then all of the resources, you know, came so that I can complete the project and be ready to go forth and do whatever he wants me to do. You know, so you just have to be sensitive to know, you know, when God, when you step out there, that when God is bringing the resources, that those resources are for you to fulfill the dream and the destiny that he's called you to. And so, you know, don't allow fear to stop you, you know, and just be bold, step out. And when you step out, don't look back. Just keep moving forward. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, how can individuals purchase your music or contact you for radio interviews?
Okay. The music is on iTunes. It's on Amazon. So you can type in Alicia Loree, A-L-E-S-I-A-L-O-R-E-E. Or you can put in A Song Inside of You, which might be easier to remember, and it'll pull up for you. You can also go to our website, agchristianmusic.com, and there you can leave contact information or you can purchase the CD. Amen?
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Ms. Loree, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the I Free to Love show. I ask that God will continue to bless you and your family and bless your ministry to just increase all over this world.
Oh, thank you so much, Alfreda. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share the new project that the Lord has given me. And, you know, blessings be to you and your family. And I want to get your personal information so I can send you a full CD of the song of the project for your personal listening enjoyment. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
You should have saw that smile that came on my face when you said that.
Great.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna inbox you my information.
Okay, good. And thank you.
And
so
will
much.
You? Thank you, and take care. And I'm gonna stay in touch with you.
Okay, good. God bless you.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Alicia Loree, and she's in Oakland, California. She has a very sweet spirit. Be sure to check out her music. There's a song inside of you, and we magnify you, oh Lord. That was on Love's Top 15 Billboard Gospel Charts on yesterday, so please be sure to check her out. She's in Oakland, California. I already called my crew, and I told them, I said, be sure to check out Miss Alicia Loree. God's going to really bless her in a mighty, mighty way. All right? Listen, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Once again, be sure to copy this number down. It's 347-843-4981. And if you have any questions, please be sure to let me know, and we can interact because, as I said before, you can ask questions as well. And so the radio station is open if you have questions. We're going to start having study groups, and we're going to start really getting in depth about teaching because we need to make sure that our young people and those of us who are older as well understand the expectations of God. And so we're going to incorporate all of these things, and I want you guys to ask questions and to chime in, and let's have a discussion, all right? Many people say they like to hear me teach, but I want your input and feedback as well, all right? So that was Miss Alicia Laurie out of Oakland, California. Be sure to look her up and support her, all right? All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Or freedalove.com. That's freedalove.com. All right? And click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. If you would like to follow, click on number one, Love Radio, and then you will come to a page. You will see a picture of yours truly, and all you have to do is click the follow button, all right? Or if you just want to come and visit without clicking the follow button because you're on my Facebook page anyways, or you're on another network that I have, then you can listen to all of the radio shows that I've had. We're almost about to reach 500 shows after this week. I am so excited. And God says you're faithful, and if you're faithful over the little things, he's going to make you ruler over big things. And so we're almost to show number 500, and I'm so excited. Be sure to check out all of the ministries and the shows. We've had gospel artists. We've had entertainers, actors, actresses. I mean, a plethora of judges, a plethora of individuals. So please be sure to check out the station, all right? In addition to that, speaking of gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. All right. Be sure to pray for your family. Be sure whatever they need to call it out, whatever it is that they need, and call their name. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. All right. Now, here are some things that we're doing that's wonderful. All right? I haven't heard of many incidents where kids are left in the car, which is good. You're doing pretty good so far with the weaponry. You're doing okay with, the rifle ranges and all that good stuff. All right. I know it's hot outside. I know that some of you have cars and fast cars. And just be careful when you're driving, please. First of all, stay in your lane. That's number one. Number two, if you see a red light, that means stop. If you're approaching a red light, do not speed up and assume that the light's going to turn green by the time you reach the red light. Slow down. What is the rush? All right? Sometimes it's a matter of I'm going to choose to live or I'm going to choose to risk it all. All right? And I'm sure that everyone wants to live. So when you're driving, pretend like no one else knows how to drive. And that's how alert we should all be. All right? Tailgating. You know, right behind somebody. If they make a sudden stop, then you're going to hit them from behind. Right? Leave enough space. If you're in that big of a hurry, put your signal on and change lanes. Okay? Finally, when you go to the lake, I'm going to reiterate this because this is coming up. When you go to the lake or you go by the water, if you don't know how to swim, don't get in the water. Or put on a life jacket and get in the shallow water. I know the water looks good. It's cold and all that good stuff, and you have a big swimming pool, great. Watch the kids. Make sure they don't sneak out to the swimming pool. Okay? All right. Now let's get to the big issue. The big issue, past few days. We're still praying for that and how the AfritaLoveShow.com is going to help turn some things around is we're going to actually get online, and I'm going to be face-to-face. I had a congressperson who contacted me, and they want to know what is it that the communities need. And so I'm going to be asking you because it's not just about me. They just contacted me because they know that I can reach a couple of people, right? Because this is not my world. This is our world. This is God's world, and we all live in it, and we all have a say-so in the world that we live, right? So I'm going to be putting out surveys. So they want to know some of the factors, and one of the big factors that we need is just, first of all, a change in the concealed weapon law. Or, you know, I believe that you should be 18 before you can even go to the rifle range. All right? I have data as to why, because many incidents have happened on the rifle range, and it deals with kids, and I'm a child advocate. All right. Number two, I believe that every city should have a curfew for individuals 18 and under. So that means if you have a child and that child is with you, it's a certain time the child should be in. This will alleviate all or some of the issues that's going on, right? Okay. Curfews, that's number two. Number three, continue and the celebrities are doing an excellent job. I see a lot of individuals. I saw Mr. Ricky Smiley on. I saw Snoop Dogg on. I saw a lot of rappers on. Many individuals, journalists who are stepping up, Mr. Ronald Martin, all these individuals who are stepping up, giving insight about what's going on with our youth and the community and the cops and things of that nature. Excellent. Keep it up. I mean, you know, we need to hear that at least once a month, you know. So keep that up. That's good. And for the AfritaLoveShow.com, we are going to make a video once a week with one particular teaching. And, yes, one of those teachings is going to be how to connect with God. And it's not going to be churchy, but it's going to be real, the real deal, Holyfield. It's going to be there's going to come a time when everybody's going to need God. And so, yes, you know, we're going to still pray before we have the teaching. That's going to happen. That's not going to change, but it's going to be a reality. It's going to be reality because you need to understand reality. And it is our job to train up a child in the way they should go. Right? And so if this ministry is reaching Congress, then I know that if we can help just one child, then I feel like I've done my job because there's so many outlets and so much media out there that it's not even funny. Right? So that's how we're going to pour into the vision of helping our youth and ourselves as well because we learn from teaching, right, and leading. All right? And then lastly, we really want to focus and concentrate on education. It's very important. You know, we're going to seek out some organizations who can help communities bring libraries, who can help communities bring programs for our youth because they get bored. And because they get bored, then some of them get in trouble. It's not enough for them to do. So we really need these organizations with grants to really contact us. So I'm going to give my contact information, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you are an organization, especially in literacy or especially in youth programs, I am giving you permission right now to contact me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to be on board with that because it's very important that we continue to teach and reach our youth. They're not youth of the future. They're right now, you know, and so we must reach each and every one of them. All right. Now, I have a couple of websites I need for you to look at. The first one is AfritaHerPages.com. All right, these are some articles, and I'm going to actually write an article about the zoo, and that's mostly for the kids. Then I'm going to write an article about what's going on in the world, all right, my perspective, what God has given me. That's going to be another way in which I communicate some of the expectations and things that we need since Congress individuals are asking what do we need, okay? And then, of course, I'm going to need to survey you guys, and I'm going to put a survey on my either on my website or on my Facebook page because everybody's not on my Facebook page. But what I'll probably do is open up my Facebook page for that particular survey and let everybody fill it out, whoever wants to fill it out. And I want you to be real about it, okay? In addition to that, continue to remain healthy and things of that nature. But here it is. So we're going to write articles. So that's at frida.hubpages.com. If you want to follow, you know, I have so many social media networks. You can follow on this network by clicking on follow, or you can follow on LinkedIn or any of my social media sites. All right, you can follow, or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com, which we're going to in a few minutes, and you can find out what's going on with AfridaLoveShow.com. All right, so that's one site. Now let's go to the stellar More Than I Am, because the Afrida Love Show is really promoted a lot. But the Stellar gospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com, give me just a second because it went to Stellar Awards. stellargospelmusic.com is the website. All right, there's a homepage about us, contact us, services and events around the world. For the homepage, as you can see, we're going to add more pictures. But these are some of the gospel artists and entertainers. Yours truly. New gospel music projects. Okay, so I played some of the new projects. I just need to put it on this website. But to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. There is Sister Yolanda Adams again. I mean, I keep looking at this particular artist. She is just excellent. She's phenomenal. She's a legend. She's well-rounded. It appears to me that she's up for an award. Yeah, she's great. She's great. God is blessing her, and God is going to continue to bless she and her family. But check out her coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, once again, but anyone who makes healthy coffee is special. All right, because I didn't know, as I said before, coffee could be healthy. I had no idea because I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. But it has Sister Yolanda Adams' signature on it. Taste it, enjoy it, and let me know how it is, okay? All right, then there's Pastor Winans. As you know, their ministry is phenomenal. Then Sister Cassandra had an event, wonderful turnout. She was singing, so check out her video, Cassandra Robertson. She's in Dallas, Texas, right up the street. Continue to watch out for her. She's doing some great things. She has a great ministry in her music, and she's very versatile. She can sing, and she can do many things. She's a very talented young woman, so please be sure to check her out. Then, of course, Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon, once again, she's in Grand Prairie. She has a great program for students. She go out of her way, and I really believe that you know, the community should know about her program because, wow, she does a lot. So listen to the interview and check her out. StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. As I said before, we're working out the technological things with this particular magazine because we want it to be online, right? Online. Then we have Pastor Kim Burrell, her new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. She's right up the street, and you have to turn left because she lives in Houston, Texas, and she's a phenomenal woman of God, and you may have seen her on Sunday Best, and she's a character as well as a gospel artist, just anointed woman of God, so be sure to check out her radio station in Houston, Texas. All right. Then, of course, if you want to check out some work that I have some plays and things that I've written. You can look at some of these pictures and check out the wonderful characters who really make this play just phenomenal. Check them out. Then, of course, the StellarGospelMusic.com. That's a particular button that will get you right back to this website. And then, of course, please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're still working on AfridaLove.com television with some clips. If you want to contact me, there's Facebook Afrida Love, Facebook Dr. Afrida Imani Love, Facebook Afrida Imani Love, Instagram Afrida Love, and LinkedIn Afrida Love. Advertise your church for a week. Once again, this is Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is pastor. Listen closely to me. Because you remember, like about 6 months ago, I said we're going to have an influx of people. And God is showing me this again. This is about the time that we're going to have an influx of people because so much is happening in the world and people are seeking refuge because they need the word of God. People are hungry for the word of God. Listen. If you're coming from San Antonio, Austin, you know, El Paso, if you're coming from Hillsboro, Dallas, be sure to stop at 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, with the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkley, the pastor. We're right by Baylor University. As a matter of fact, when I attended Baylor, and I would sometimes go over to my grandmother's house, I had to pass right by the church. Amen. And I've been at that church. God has blessed me to be at that church for 38 years. Amen. And so please stop by and see what's going on. We have the Word of God. We have a wonderful choir. We have talented ushers who give you a great smile when you come in, and you just feel comfortable because we have a church where family is more than a word. We have a great youth program and things of that nature, great teachers, and it's just a great atmosphere. So 919 Dunn Avenue, on a Sunday, if you are coming through town, or if you're in Waco or close to Waco, if you're Baylor or some of those colleges, and you want a church home, I would say I'd love to be your pastor too, but I'm not the pastor. Dr. Kerry Berkley would love to be your pastor too. Okay? So please be sure, I'm just kidding, please be sure to check out 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. This is the only church I've ever attended in my life, and I've been there for 38 years and counting. Amen? Amen. God is good. All right, now let's move on. Well, you know that this is an international radio station, and if you want to hear some of the interviews that I've had the opportunity to conduct, here they are right here. And actually, I'm working on this website because I want to update it with more interviews where you can hear the format and you can hear other individuals as well. But if you want to contact me, then all you have to do is click on contact, put your name, your email, subject and message, and please click submit. If you don't, then I won't receive your message. Then, of course, for services, we have the radio station, we have speaking, we have events, we have the book, and, of course, we have blogs. Then for events around the world, this is where I put many flyers, but so far I have Sunday, September the 11th, and this is in Houston, Texas. We have a gigantic gospel concert, okay? All right, now then, you're getting ready to hear some music. We're going to the AfridaLoveShow.com, all right? Uh-huh, right there. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com. For those of you who are new, I have many new individuals on the line as well. The radio number, get out your phones, lock it in. The radio number is 347-843-4981. The radio number is 347-843-4981. Okay? That's the radio number. If you need to email me, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Now, if you click on these links, you have the AfridaLoveShow.com, and this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. And most of all, we communicate about gospel music and different events, and the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. So if you have any stories, events, you know, and this is for publicists, photographers, authors, please contact AfridaLove@emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, if you go to fashion and makeup, these ladies, they do a great job in fashion and makeup, and here's some of their work, all right? And so be sure to click on their links and connect with them if you need some fashion and makeup. And basically, they're in different regions, okay? They're in different regions, and I need to actually put the regions that they're in so that you will know. So that when you come to town or if you have an event, then you already have three ladies who are great at fashion, and they have other talents and gifts. These ladies are very talented. I just put them under the category with fashion and makeup because that's how I know them, but they have so many other talents. If you really who they are, they have so many other talents to offer, okay? All right. Let's see here. If we go to event planners, all right, booking requests, email, name, message, which artist or speaker you're requesting. If you'd like to be on the show, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you. Building a brand, this is our online virtual courses that we have, and we're talking about branding. We're talking about leadership and other things like that, other qualities. Speaker showcase, you're going to hear different topics that we speak on. We have Mr. Jay Dixon. He's actually in North Texas. He is an honor student in North Texas, and he's into accounting. So anyone who is close to North Texas, this is your next accounting gentleman for internships and for business. He's great. with speaking on first years of college. I mean, he was on the dean's list, the president's list, you name it, he was on it. He's excellent in accounting. He's excellent in math. He has a good head on him. He does a lot of civic and community work. He started a couple of programs. He's in many different groups at his university. He speaks about diversity, and he's just an excellent young man. He works hard. So, listen, you know, he's my nephew, but it's the truth, you know. And so if you're looking for someone in accounting, then he will be the man, all right? Okay, then we have gospel legend Yolanda Adams. Listen, God is really putting this on my heart. Miss Adams is going to get richly blessed. She's already, and when I say richly blessed, I'm talking about from God. This is something that the world cannot give, and the world would not be able to take this away. It's just something about Sister Yolanda Adams at this particular time, and she's going to get blessed dearly. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's going to get blessed richly and dearly, and just keep her in your prayers and her family, but God is going to really do some great things in her life. And, you know, I'm the first one to say congratulations, but God is going to do, and he's already doing some wonderful things in her life. Then we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you remember, she was in Waco, Texas in December to help me celebrate my birthday. She's a sweet, phenomenal woman. She's anointed by God. She's a gospel artist. She's a legend. I used to always listen to her music. I know her from Too Close to the Mirror, but guess what? She has so many other songs. Movies have picked up her songs. She's just excellent. And so, as I said before, if you need any gospel music, right, emony_love@yahoo.com. I have many gospel artists who have the voice for different types of movies and things of that nature. So please be sure to contact me, emony_love@yahoo.com. That's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you turn up the volume, you will be able to hear some of her music as well. Support Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's just an excellent person, and she's a great gospel artist, and she's a legend. All right? Community journalist, we have Sister Joy Reed from MSNBC. I mean, she covers everything. She has a great network. She keeps up with all of the politics and world news, and she conducts interviews, and she's very professional at what she does, and she has a great disposition while on television. She speaks her mind. She speaks the truth. She's a lady of confidence, so please be sure to connect with Joy Reed, R-E-I-D. That's her last name, MSNBC. Check her out. She's one of the greatest journalists around. All right. Then you have Daily Beast, Miss Goldie Taylor. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. She, too, has a great, great grasp of what's going on in the world. She's minute by minute. She's a straightforward person. She's going to tell you like it is. Excellent. Be sure to check her with the Daily Beast in Atlanta, Georgia. Then you have the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Love. The AfridaLoveShow.com seeks to uplift people. They seek people out. God strategically places people because this is his show. And many times, the AfridaLoveShow.com really focuses on those things that's uplifting, although we have some struggles from different individuals who come on the ministry, but there's always the bright side that they're able to bring out to help minister to other people, to help give people hope. So if I had one word to sum up the AfridaLoveShow.com, it would be light. Because we are the light in a dark. If you need encouragement, if you need a place of refuge, any time of the day, 24/7, you can go to any of these shows on AfridaLoveShow.com, click number one, Love Radio, listen to any of the 497, 98 shows, and I guarantee you, you'll get some encouragement out of each one that you listen to. Right? So be sure to text somebody, call them, put me on your website. Email me. Let's connect. emony_love@yahoo.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. Thank you. All right. Authors. Now, I continuously say I'm going to add other authors, and I do have other authors. And so we're going to add other authors because I want you guys to read some of these books. And the spiritual guide on the go needs to be here as well. Then, of course, health. We're going to add health and human performance, which is very important. It's very important that we remain healthy. Right, so that we can teach, so we can minister and continue to go about our daily task on a daily basis. Now then, if you go to ilovebargains.com, this is a particular store in conjunction with Amazon, right? This is where, you know, we get most of our things from at a reasonable rate. We have a gospel category. That's the category that I really utilize, right? We have gospel CDs and things of that nature on sale. It's on sale, right? There's Sister Shirley Caesar right there. There is Sister Tasha Cobbs. Mm-hmm. There is Elvis Presley. He touched me. Amen. Praise God. Hope in Front of Me by Danny Gokey. I'm telling you, we have everything you need. ilovebargains.com. ilovebargains.com. We have bookstore, music store, movie store, audio and visual store, video game store, toy and game store, home garden, software, things of that nature. Check us out. Got it? Good. All right. Now, listen, I really appreciate each and every one of you for taking our time listening to the AfreedomLoveShow.com. Be sure to check out Miss Alicia Lori. She's in Oakland, California, but she's just a phone call away. She's just a click away. Be sure to check her out because her songs are anointed. There's a song inside of you, and we magnify the Lord. I told you, she's in the house because I believe in magnifying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that you believe the same thing. Be sure to check her out. She's excellent. She's phenomenal. I mean, she's just one in a million. It's hard to find anyone like her. Amen? Because we're all unique in God's sight. Uh-huh. All right. Now, one more thing. I'm going to have one more request for you. Be sure to click on Alfreda Love, right? Alfreda Love, I'm your advocate. All right. Now, you see a calendar. We're going to have Brother Eddie Mann at 11 a.m. on tomorrow, God's will, Brother Eddie Mann. And he is also a artist. He sings gospel. Be sure to check him out. Eddie Mann, tomorrow, 11 a.m. And then we're going to have Sister Rose Mack. We're going to have a double doozy. She's going to be up at 11:30, and she's going to talk to us about some things, gospel. She's on here because she just sent me her pictures. And I'm going to put Brother Eddie's picture on here as well. Be sure to support these two. Okay? All right. Now, if you look at the rest of the week, you'll see Miss Sorrel. She's at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, God's will. Check her out. She's good. We've been trying to get this interview for years, and I finally was able to interview her. Praise God. Amen? Amen. So just keep watching the calendar, and it's going to be all right. And I'm going to make sure that this calendar is at the forefront so you guys can see this calendar. You understand what I'm saying? I want to make sure that you see the calendar and that it's visible for you to see. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.